a continuation from yesterday, where we had the story of the disciples on the way to Emmaus. And to remember how that also was how Jesus broke open the scriptures for them. And beginning with Moses and the prophets and so forth, he explained to them how the Messiah had to suffer and be glorified. Now again, we have it here. He comes in their midst. First, they're frightened to death. They can't believe because they're frightened. Then, they can't believe because they're so happy. It's kind of funny. It says, well, they were still incredulous for joy. This can't be right. This is just too good, you see. We're like that, too. And then, he actually ate something there in their presence. And you know, which keeps us all thinking, what kind of body is a transformed, resurrected body? It's amazing, isn't it? We should think about that. We're going to be like that forever. Might as well start thinking about it. And then once again, our Lord begins to open up the scriptures. These are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. As you know, that's the classical division of the Old Testament, if you will, for the Jews. The law, the prophets, and the writings. And the chief among the writings is the Psalms. So when they speak about the Bible, they're talking HaTanakh, from Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. The Torah, the prophets, Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, the writings. So now Jesus is going to go through the whole Bible with them. Now there's something important here. I remember we were having a discussion at the Pontifical Biblical Institute. I think somebody had just read a paper or something. And we were talking about witnesses to the resurrection. And Carlo Martini was then the rector, later the Cardinal Archbishop of Milano, stood up and said, you know, one of the witnesses to the resurrection that you're overlooking is the understanding of the scriptures. When Jesus starts to open up the scriptures to us, we know he's risen from the dead. And it is such a precious thing when Jesus starts to explain the scriptures. Bring them to our mind. Now, one of the ways that he does this is to link texts for us. You're reading one and you think, oh, another. And there's this delight to see the truth manifested. What's our contribution to that? To be reading the scriptures. So that when he wants to use them, we know them. If he wanted to explain the Quran to us, or the writings of Confucius, he'd be stuck. We don't even know them. Well, let's not get stuck with the Bible, because he's not going to explain the others, but he is going to explain this one. And that's the precious thing about a prayer time, is to ponder the scriptures and wait for Jesus to start to explain them. And then you know he's risen from the dead. Then you know how beautiful he is. Then you know how much he loves us and how much he wants to enlighten us, because he begins to open up the scriptures for us. Now there are many ways that you can do that. One of the best ways, I think, if you have one of those old Jerusalem Bibles, 1966 edition, you remember? You needed a caddy to carry it, those great big ones, yeah. In the English version, it's a little bit smaller, which is a little bit easier. I don't know if you can still get them. I think you can get them online if you don't have one. And you just read, the translation is okay, but in that one, it's the cross-references and the footnotes. I probably told you this story before, but you know, I was giving a Bible weekend to a small group of contemplative sisters in a convent up in northern Canada. And on the last, it was like a weekend, I think. On the last day, the superior came in to talk to me, and she said, "You know, Father, I'm really busy looking after my sisters, taking care of my sisters all week. I have about 3 hours on Sunday afternoon that I just take for myself. But I don't know anything about Scripture. And you've been talking about Scripture all weekend, and what can I do?" I said, "You have a Bible to Jerusalem? The 66 edition is better than the next one, but..." She said, "Yes." I said, "Well, what's your favorite book in the Bible?" You know what she's going to say, right? She's going to say St. John. All right. She's a contemplative, you know, she's going to say St. John. So I said, "Well, here's what you do, sister. Just open up the St. John and start to read. And read all the cross-references and the cross-references to the cross-references. And read the footnotes. And just ponder. You'll get a whole course in biblical theology. And there'll be just enough to keep your mind active, engaged in the text, that you just don't read it like we read everything else, and when we're done, we haven't an idea what we've read. But just do that." Well, 3 years later, I got a letter from her. And she said, "Oh, Father, that suggestion you gave to me was so wonderful. It was life-changing. Every Sunday, I take the time and I do just what you said. And I'm, you know, reading St. John's Gospel. And I'm up to chapter 5. Could you just imagine that woman, you know, just with the Lord, and the Lord opening up the Scriptures for her every Sunday, teaching her, and she was looking at these cross-references and the footnotes, and just like the apostles here. He just came. It was Sunday, the Lord's Day, like for them, and opened up the Scriptures. That also saves a lot of money if you can get one of those. You don't have to buy tons of commentaries. But it also keeps you just enough serving the text that you stay on the text and don't get fascinated by the service. You know, just read it. Now, there's some others that where the footnotes are okay, but I don't think there's any quite as anointed as that first edition of the Bible of Jerusalem. Actually, I know somebody who, they can reproduce anything with this digital whatever. And maybe I'll find out how much it would cost to get a whole bunch of those reproduced, because they are so precious, I think. But the important thing is, whether we get one of those or not, is to go to the Bible with faith and let Jesus begin to explain it. So you've got to ask him questions. What's this about? What, did you really eat that fish? I thought you had a glorified body. How can you eat a fish if you have a glorified body? Ask him. He might say, "For now, it's none of your business." But at least he'll talk to you. And maybe he'll explain it. And, you know, when you talk to them about what Moses said about you, what did you tell them? What did you say to them? You see what I mean? That's how the Lord... This is the demonstration of the resurrection. And that's what Carlo Martini meant when he said that, you see? One of the witnesses to the resurrection is the understanding of the Scriptures.